very concise set of content that really demands, you know, being broken down into bite-sized pieces. So again, you know, it depends on your content and what you feel comfortable with and the subject matter.
Last part, the breakdown here on podcast. We went over why you should listen to your own show, why you should create it, some editing techniques, things you might need to help out, how long a show should be. Now I have this file. How in the world do I put it on the internet to share for people to listen to? What's your recommendations there? I know I personally use a file, something called FileZilla, which transfers larger file sizes and puts them on my WordPress website, SevillePodcast.com. That's all I know. Maybe there's something more. I'm sure there's a lot more out there for people.
Yeah, sure. I mean, getting your audio onto your website can seem overwhelming at first. And FileZilla is a great example of a popular FTP program, which is File Transfer Protocol. If you're a Mac user, you've already got some built-in tools to help facilitate this, namely GarageBand, which allows you to record and edit your podcast, which can then be exported to iWeb, which again is another free set of tools where you can actually build your website and populate it with your podcast episodes. And then if you choose to purchase MobileMe, or you can link iWeb up to your own private domain, it then allows you to transfer those audio files up onto the web so that people can listen to them and subscribe to them and even submit it to iTunes. So there's a lot of different ways to approach it, and it keeps getting easier.
So this podcast went about 10 minutes or so now. We, in the 10 minutes, went on about how you can basically create your own podcast, something you can do. Of course, here at SevillePodcast.com, we can help you with that as we produce all the podcasts that you see right here. If you look on the left-hand side, you can see all the shows that are now on SevillePodcast.com. Again, my name is Mike Biseglia for Seville Podcast. Stainar, give your information. You've had a lot of juicy gems here for people that can pick up some fantastic knowledge, as I'm always trying to pick your brain apart.
Yeah, and this is Stainar Knutson from Newsite Media Group. And you can catch up with me on Twitter at Stainar Knutson.